John McCain is guaranteed a friendly reception tonight. Probably not so for Barack Obama. He'll be on The O'Reilly Factor. That's the Fox News Daily Show for conservative commentator Bill O'Reilly. He bullies guests he doesn't like. Cable news anchors are doing a lot of sniping this election, and not just at the candidates. Here's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik.
MSNBC has just yielded to the seemingly inevitable, an all-liberal primetime lineup. The Bush critic Keith Olbermann has led the ratings charge, but there's also Chris Matthews and new addition Rachel Maddow. Here she is, dissecting Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, John McCain's running mate.
This is an embarrassing position to have taken, not only because of the flip-flop, but because they're trying to market her as a fiscal conservative who stood up
as to MSNBC Alaska's shifts left, there's clearly some internal strain, as in this exchange between MSNBC correspondent David Schuster and morning show host Joe Scarborough, a former Republican congressman.
Joe, your party, the Republican Party.
Wait, hold on a second. Just stop right now.
That didn't go over too well.
My party loathes me much more than your party, the Democratic Party, loathes me.
For what it's worth, Schuster is a registered independent. But Olbermann and Matthews also sniped at each other, and so did Olbermann and Scarborough. Jon Stewart had NBC nightly news anchor Brian Williams on The Daily Show the other night.
You're NBC. You're the top dog. You're the guy. You're the anchor. And then they send you over to MSNBC, and it literally they're beating each other up. Is there no control? Is it Lord of the Flies?
Williams tried offering a disarming defense.
I think every family has a dynamic all its own, and you... Sometimes it takes a figure to come
in. But does MSNBC have to be the low hands, I guess is what I'm saying.
MSNBC President Phil Griffin said he would talk to NPR for this story, but later backed out. Olbermann helped anchor the Democratic convention in Denver, but stayed home from St. Paul. Network spokesman Jeremy Gaines says MSNBC is just juggling anchors, that Brian Williams and Tom Brokaw are in St. Paul, and that a storm threatening Florida is gaining in strength. But a Fox executive for political coverage, Marty Ryan, says MSNBC and Olbermann are clearly in the tank for Barack Obama.
Every other major breaking news anchor, from Shepard Smith on our network to Charlie Gibson to Katie Couric and everybody else, went to cover the hurricane. When the hurricane was over, they came right back to St. Paul. And Olbermann is hanging out in New York on hurricane standby or something like that.
What Fox is accusing MSNBC of doing for the Democrats is pretty much what Fox has been accused of by others of doing all along for the Republicans. But both channels reject the claim. Yet MSNBC isn't Fox's only target. Fox took out big newspaper ads, tweaking CNN's motto to say CNN equals partisan politics. It cited a Pew Center study that found that about 51% of all CNN viewers are Democrats, while just 39% of Fox News viewers are Republicans. McCain canceled his interview with CNN's Larry King after CNN's Campbell Brown grilled a campaign spokesman on Palin's national security credentials.
Give me an example of one of those decisions. I'm just curious, just one decision she made in her capacity.
CNN President John Klein says the network has to pursue information about an unknown governor elevated suddenly to the national stage. He says that's CNN's mission.
The niche that we've chosen to follow has been the vast, moderate middle of this country, because that just suits the purpose of a truly journalistic organization.
Klein says cable has a wealth of niches. Here's how he describes ratings leader Fox News.
They very cleverly defined a niche over on the extreme partisan right that was not served at all in television.
And by the way, that Pew study? Klein cites that, too, the place where Pew says CNN remains the most trusted news source. The ideological food fight continues, and it can be found 24/7 on cable TV. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
More in a moment on Day to Day.